a charge of Danes met them, shield on shield, and Ragnar was roaring his victory and stabbing down into the fallen man. And suddenly there were no more Wessex men resisting us, unless they were dead or wounded, and their army was running, their king and their prince both spurring away on horseback, surrounded by priests. And we jeered and cursed them, told them they were women, that they fought like girls, that they were cowards. And then we rested, catching breath on a field of blood, our own corpses among the enemy dead. And Ragnar saw me then, and saw Breda and laughed. "What are you two doing here?" For answer, Breda held up her bloodied spear, and Ragnar glanced at Serpent Breath and saw her reddened tip. "Fools," he said, but fondly. And then one of our men brought a West Saxon prisoner and made him inspect the lord whom Ragnar had killed. "Who is he?" Ragnar demanded. I translated for him. The man made the sign of the cross. "It is the Lord Ethelwulf," he said. And I said nothing.
"What did he say?"
Ragnar asked.
"It is my uncle," I said.
"Elfric?"
Ragnar was astonished.
"Elfric from Northumbria?"
I shook my head. "He is my mother's brother," I explained. "Ethelwulf of Mercia." I did not know that he was my mother's brother. Perhaps there was another Ethelwulf in Mercia, but I felt certain all the same that this was Ethelwulf, my kin, and the man who had won the victory over the Earls Sidroc. Ragnar, the previous day's defeat revenged, whooped for joy while I stared into the dead man's face. I had never known him, so why was I sad? He had a long face with a fair beard and a trimmed moustache. A good-looking man, I thought, and he was family. And that seemed strange, for I knew no family except Ragnar, Ravan, Rorik and Breda. Ragnar had his men strip Ethelwulf of his armour and take his precious helmet. And then, because the Elderman had fought so bravely, Ragnar left the corpse its other clothes and put a sword into its hand so that the gods could take the Mercian's soul to the great hall where brave warriors feast with Odin. And perhaps the Valkyries did take his soul, because the next morning when we went out to bury the dead, Elderman Ethelwulf's body was gone. I heard later, much later, that he was indeed my uncle. I also heard that some of his own men had crept back to the field that night and somehow found their lord's body and taken it to his own country for a Christian burial. And perhaps that is true too. Or perhaps Ethelwulf is in Odin's corpse hall. But we had seen the West Saxons off, and we were still hungry. So it was time to fetch the enemy's food.